Chapter 6, Purgatorio, continued.
In this lecture, we're going primarily to look at two groups of cantos. A group of cantos that focus in the first of these terraces on the mountain proper, that is to say the Terrace of Pride, and then we're going to look at the group of cantos at the end where Dante is in the earthly paradise. But perhaps it's worth at least a note as to how we get from this anti-purgatory, the waiting room, as we called it last time, to the first terrace. And it's important to say that Dante goes through a great gate. It really is, in some significant way, the gate of heaven, because it's guarded by an angel who clearly represents St. Peter, since the angel has St. Peter's keys, the famous keys to the kingdom of heaven that Jesus gives to Peter in Matthew's gospel, which is the basis for the theory of papal universal authority in the church. And one of the events that happens there is that Dante gets carved on his head seven P's, the letter P, seven times, which stands for both the Italian and the Latin word peccato, which means sin, so that he's going to have one of these P's removed as he climbs from one terrace to the other, and therefore he will feel lighter, and the climb will become easier after he's gotten started. So there's this sort of very ritualistic entry. It includes a lot of elements I haven't mentioned, this ritualistic entry into purgatory proper through the gate, manned by the sort of Peter stand-in, an angel.
And as we said, the first and in some ways the most important of these seven terraces is Pride, because, of course, it's the most serious and the most universal of the seven deadly tendencies. And I think we have to see that this is true both for Dante as a figure who represents every person, and also Dante in his real life, because, of course, he was a great poet and a statesman who had been kicked out, in the sense that Pride as a response to that becomes, I think, the part of Dante's character that he has to deal with most when he's thinking of repentance and when he's thinking about moral improvement. The terrace is set up in a very interesting way. Essentially, Dante and Virgil are walking around a ledge that goes around the mountain and that spirals upward. And on the side of the ledge, what they see are a number of works of art. And in fact, it turns out that art becomes very important at this stage of the climb for the moral improvement of all of the sinners, and of course the moral improvement of Dante himself. Now, maybe one way of taking a look at this and ask the question why this might be, they are of course here in the process of learning moral improvement. What's a good way to go about learning things? Aristotle, particularly good source on this kind of thing, a good source on, I guess, what would now be called the psychology of how we learn things, Aristotle says we can learn things basically by three ways that have to kind of reinforce each other. Number one, we learn by precept. Somebody tells us what we ought to do. Number one is precept. Number two is